Paul Marsh here on Express, and I'm delighted to say that I've been joined in the studio by Portsmouth amputee footballer Kirk Hughes. Kirk, thank you very much for joining me in the studio.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk first of all about Portsmouth Football Club. The amputee team, you've just made the Champions League, which I have to say, let's play you. Nope, that was the wrong button. There you go. The round of applause is what I wanted. That was well timed, wasn't it? So you've made the Champions League, which is a phenomenal achievement. Let's just talk about the club in general. So the one thing that I did over Victorious, I went down and had a game with the beach football, the girls, and it's just so different from normal football.
Absolutely.
We were taking penalties and blasting them over the bar because you plant your foot differently. You do different things. So with yourself, with the amputee football, what are the things that are different from what, you know, the normal game?
Okay, so from the running game, it's amputee football's a seven-a-side game. So outfield players are on crutches, leg amputees or leg congenital deformities, and the goalkeepers are arm amputees. So they're not allowed outside the box as goalkeepers. We play a 50-minute game, slightly smaller pitch, and sort of the nine-a-side goals.
Okay.
Everything else is pretty much the same, though.
It was all the same. And you know, things like, again, the complete novice here, obviously, if you are using crutches and they can become entangled, can you give away fouls with things like that?
Absolutely. So if the ball touches your crutches, that's a handball.
Is it really?
Yeah, okay,
that must be really difficult.
If you've got an extended stump as your limb, then that becomes a foul as well, so you're not allowed to use your stump. So there's various rules for the amps. So.
I'd imagine that's probably quite difficult. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure that you kind of get used to it as it goes on, but like things that you just wouldn't think about at first, I'd imagine are quite problematic.
Yeah, absolutely. The crutch placement when you're passing, getting the ball or taking on the ball, then it's something totally different to think about. So it's hard to get your head around.
How did you get involved with Portsmouth?
So after COVID, I wanted to get back involved in team sports. And I saw the advertisement at the Portsmouth Enablement Centre. They were looking for players, so I got in touch with the team, asked if I could join them, went for a training session, loved everything about it. Next day I couldn't move, but loved everything about it, got involved in it, and was lucky enough to be part of the team. So.
And is football something you've always played?
Loved football. Growing up, loved football. Played for my school, played for the ship when I was in the Navy. So loved it. Became injured whilst I was still serving, so thought I'd lost every bit of football, really, apart from watching it. So to get back involved in it and get playing again was incredible.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, let's talk about that. Always a difficult question, but if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about yourself, your past, and you know, unfortunately, how you lost your leg.
Yeah, I joined the Navy at 17 years old. Loved everything about the Navy. Thought it was going to be my career for life, really. When I was 20, I caught meningitis whilst on board ship. Was really poorly, was in a coma for about a week, woke up with a massive infection in my leg. At the time, the doctor saved my leg, but they caused some irreparable damage to the nerves. And throughout the years, it got worse and worse. No treatments helped it. So I elected for amputation in 2017.
That must have been one of the hardest decisions of your life.
Yeah, it was massive, but I was living 24/7 with constant pain,
right.
So I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't able to use my leg, it was just a dead weight to me, really. I couldn't do anything with it, and I was wheelchair dependent for about 6 years, so it was, in the end, it was quite an easy decision, but the start of it was quite hard, and the family talks was quite hard, but we got there eventually.
And what about your career with the Navy?
So I was a marine engineer mechanic, served on HMS Invincible, did a couple of tours out in war zones in 1999. As I say, it was cut really short, unfortunately. In 2000, I sort of caught meningitis, and that was the end of the career for me.
And what did you do afterwards?
I sort of went into retail for a little while whilst I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and then joined the police. So
I work
as a control room dispatcher for Surrey Police.
Right. That's, I guess, you know, because if you're going to join a services, it's because you want to do good things and you want to help and everything. I suppose, you know, with what you're doing is just as equally as, you know, hard and vital, really.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very intense job. It's full on, but every day is different. Helping people and seeing the outcomes of that, of the jobs that we go to, is incredible.
So. Yeah, I think anyone working in those kind of services, when you come home at the end of the day, it's going to go on one or two ways, isn't it? You're either coming home thinking, oh my God, that was a terrible day, this happened, X, Y and Z, or you're literally buzzing because you've been able to save somebody and help somebody and save somebody's life.
Exactly that.
You are just about to head off to represent Portsmouth and play in the Champions League.
We are indeed. Can't wait for it.
You have got a massive smile on your face, sir, and you deserve to have a huge smile on your face. Right. Tell us how you qualified for the Champions League.
OK, so last season we did pretty well in terms of the team. We managed to win the Premier League. We won the League Cup. And last season there was sort of a qualifier in terms of for the Champions League rather than just winning the league and qualifying for it. We did another cup for that and we won that one as well. So,
yeah, talk about, because that was it works a little bit differently, doesn't it? How does that work?
Yeah, slightly differently. So the teams that compete in the league also compete for the Champions League place. We were lucky enough that we were strong and really dominated that sort of season and got through and qualified.
You got a very good squad, haven't you? Tell us how many England internationals you got in your squad.
I think at the moment there are 5 or 6 in the squad, maybe even more actually. So
A squad of how many?
13.
In a squad of 13, you got 5 or 6 England internationals.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we're doing all right.
We're doing more than all right. You're doing all right. Now, obviously, how does this come around? Because, like you say, so you're about to fly off to Malaga,
yes,
to compete in the Champions League. Does this come out of your own pocket? Is this subsidised by the club? How does this get paid for?
So we are part of Portsmouth in the community. We're fortunate enough to be sponsored by Echo Shoes, who've donated a good sum for our sponsorship this year and last year. And we've been fundraising as well for sponsorship.
So it's a big deal, really, isn't it? You know, all of this, I know we live in really, really tough times and all that. The money has to come from somewhere. Is it a situation where you're constantly looking for sponsorship and donations?
Yeah, always. It's a big ask. Monthly games are played up in Crewe, so the travel, the expenses that come with that.
Why is that, if you don't mind me asking?
So the home of Amputee Football is where that is. So England Amputee Football Association, they're based there, and that's where our games are centred around.
So you go up there once a month, play how many fixtures?
Play a couple of games on a Saturday and then travel back down. So it takes a lot out.
Yeah, it is amazing. I'd imagine that is. So you got a training session tonight before you fly out on Thursday and then the tournament starts on the Friday. It is a bit of an open session tonight. You're inviting, obviously the press are going to be there, but anybody that wants to come and get involved, and like we were just talking about, you know, they are looking for sponsorship and donations. So if anybody wants to come down, tell us a little bit about what's going on tonight.
Yes, yeah, so we're at the Mountbatten Centre. It'll be a session between 7 and 8 o'clock. It's quite a light session this week because we've obviously got the tournament at the end of the week. But yeah, anybody who wants to come and watch, see what we do, see if we can get involved and come and have a watch.
Last time I got involved was at Victorious with the beach football, and those penalties have been put out there. Whilst I wasn't ashamed of my penalties, only scoring 1 out of 4 is not exactly enough to get me into that Pompey team, I would imagine. So who are you going to be facing when you're out there?
So our first team we're facing is Paris FC.
Right, okay. I would imagine that they are pretty good.
Yeah, I think as it's the Champions League, I think they're all pretty solid teams. We should hold our own against most of the teams, I think, and we're looking forward to playing them. So Paris FC first, and then in the evening we've got Bohemians from Ireland.
Okay.
So that'd be interesting.
That's a real mixture, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Paris FC and then Bohemians. Yeah. And then Pompey. I keep saying it. I just can't. Pompey in the Champions League.
Yeah.
I love it. So what, you know, I know this is a daft thing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. If Pompey win the Champions League, what's the next step?
Do you know? I don't know. I think,
other than getting drunk.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit. I think just the coverage would be really helpful for us to build the game and to develop the game, really. So it's taken a slow start. It's much more developed in places like Turkey and Poland. So if we can get that sort of coverage in the UK, that'd be incredible. And hopefully the Champions League sort of will help us do that. Mm.
What kind of age range are you all?
So it starts from late teens. I think Aki's our youngest. Aki's our keeper. I think he's 19 or 20. And then I'm the oldest at 43.
You look amazing for 43. Let me tell you, I'm 42 and I wish I looked half as good as you. Wow, blimey. I just think that what you're doing is amazing. I'd imagine that the support you give the younger lads is probably invaluable as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm quite new to the game myself. It's only my second season, so to get where we are in my second season is quite a lot. But I like to think that my sort of experience and experience from Invictus when I competed there.
Yeah,
really
talk to us about that. You took part in Invictus Games, which is, again, it's huge. That's a massive deal. What did you do there?
Yeah, in 2017, flew out to Toronto, competed in the Invictus Games. I did wheelchair basketball, wheelchair tennis, and hand cycling. Got bronze in tennis and basketball.
So you're one of those really, really annoying people that is good at everything they do.
I seem to pick up sports pretty well. Yeah.
I'm one of those people that, you know what they, was it? Jack of all trades, master of none. Yeah. I'm like okay at everything and not really good at anything at all. Kirk, it's been absolutely brilliant having you in. I really, really do appreciate it. And again, just for one last time, the training session tonight, if people want to come along, they want to watch, they potentially want to donate a little bit of money, where are you going to be tonight?
We're going to be at the Mountbatten Centre.
The Mountbatten Centre from 7 p.m. tonight. So
correct.
We all know where that is. Get yourself down there, get your pompy tops on and support the team because they are going to head out to, where is it, Malaga? Where is it again?
Yeah, Estepona, just outside of Malaga.
Estepona in Malaga to take part. Pompey are going to be representing England in the Champions League. I just think it's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations in reaching the Champions League. Best of luck in everything you do out there because it is just phenomenal. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.